Friends, let us begin chapter number 6 of our subject, Radical Business Performance Improvement, and the name of the chapter is Critical Chain Project Management. Friends, we have seen the applications of TOC in case of manufacturing and operations, in case of distribution, and now we are going to see the application of TOC in the most crucial project management. And I will explain to you what is the project, then I will explain to you how we are going to implement TOC in case of project management. So, the learning objective is to understand how theory of constraints can be used to improve project execution performance, which is very, very important as far as the stakeholder is concerned, as far as the client is concerned, as far as the customer is concerned, because we find that the project execution performance is not up to the mark in case of many, many projects. Today we are going to find a solution given by TOC for timely execution of projects. Most projects fail to deliver just what the client needs. You know, many dams are getting delayed, many flyovers are getting delayed, many highway projects getting delayed. Initial estimate was 500 crores and actual expenses were 2500 crores and so on, and that is because most projects fail to deliver just what the client needs. When he needs, that means if he has promised that by Diwali I will complete the project, it never gets completed in time and at or under the original cost estimate. The original cost estimate was 500 crores, the actual cost estimate, actual expenses more than 2000 crores. And invariably, in case of maximum projects, this happens. They usually have great excuses for not meeting. This did not come, that did not come, cement did not come, resources did not come, money did not come, permissions did not come. So many excuses will be there. Funny thing is that everywhere there is excuse available for not meeting one or more of the necessary conditions for success of a project. Usually it can be blamed on someone. We can say, due to that particular minister who did not move the file, okay, this happened. Cement did not come, that's why it happened. Engineer did not design properly, that's why it happened. Somebody will be blamed, but result is delay. Result is overestimate, over budget, more expenditure. They say, what to do? It was out of our hands. We could not control it. Sir, sorry, sir. For example, the opening of the flyover is on 1st of July and the flyover just doesn't get completed by 1st of July, and then half-heartedly some half work we have to show to that minister. They say it was out of our hands and that is the normal excuse. Since projects show the same symptoms across many times and sizes over a long period, this has been happening for years, very long period this has been happening, same symptoms even across many countries, not only in India, many cultures. Friends, isn't it likely that there is some fundamental flaw in the way? There is some fundamental flaw in the system, don't you think so? Because it is not happening today. It has been happening since years. It has been happening in every country. It has been happening in every culture. So friends, there must be some fundamental basic flaw in the system, and we have to find out today what is the flaw in the system, why this is happening everywhere. The way the projects are being managed, there is some problem. A well-known report shows that after more than 10 years of improvement, because people are doing improvement everywhere, they are not sitting idle, okay. But in spite of 10 years of improvement, at least the situation would have remained same, isn't it? But the number of successful application development projects are actually declining. The success rate is declining, failures are increasing in spite of 10 years of improvement. That means that so-called improvement has not given any success, because the report says that project failures are increasing. The vicious cycle. Project managers add enough safety in the estimates at the task level to make sure that, considering past experience, current estimates give them enough safety to complete tasks within time. Friends, here now I will show you a diagram of a project. So look at this CPM diagram of a project. Here the activity number 1, then activity number 2, then activity number 3, activity number 4, activity number 7, 8, 5 and 6. The earlier start at 0, latest start at 0, that means the 0th day, first day. It has to be completed on 25th day, and the latest start also is 25th day. Here it takes 15 days for completing the task number 5. So this should start 25 plus 15, that means 48th day, and it takes 10 days, so it must start at 50th day, 40 plus 10, then it must start here like this. We add the earlier start days, 25 plus 25 duration is 50, 50 plus 25 is 75, 75 plus 20, 95, and 95 plus 20, 115, that means it must start today and it must end on 115th day. This is the CPM diagram. That means this is critical path, because here start date and earlier start and latest start is same. I don't have any float, I don't have any margin. I have to start the project like this only, 25th day, 50th day, 75th day, 95th day, 115th day. I have to complete, and I have to process the project like that. Here I have some float. I can start either on 40th day or 50th day, up to 75th day I have the margin, because I need only 15 days for this, but here I need only 10 days. So okay, 95 minus 10, 85th. That means I can wait up to 85th day also, because to reach here I need only 10 days. So I can match this. So this is the CPM diagram. Now here, while making this CPM diagram, I have put some safety, because I know that I can complete this task in 15 days, but I have put 25 days. I have taken some safety. Tomorrow something happens, I should not fail. So I have taken safety. Here also I have taken safety. I know that this task I can complete in 15 days, but I have taken 25 days. So here also I have taken safety. Everywhere I have built safety so that I can tell my minister, look sir, I need 115 days to complete the project. And everywhere I have built safety. Keep on building safety, safety, safety like that, and I have drawn this CPM diagram. So this is the project. This is the CPM diagram of the project. So with this diagram in your mind, we will proceed with the critical chain project management. That is our chapter. Project managers, as I have shown to you, add enough safety in the estimates at the task level to make sure that, considering past experience, current estimates give them enough safety to complete tasks within time. Whatever uncertainties are there, they are built in. So that, as I have shown in that diagram, within 115 days, he is able to complete the project. That is what he has made the plan. Owing to uncertainty, our detailed plans start becoming irrelevant. The situation is not in our control, so whatever safety we have built in, all that goes out. and our detailed plans start becoming irrelevant because nothing works as per the plan. We start managing our projects without referring to such plan. Then we forget, after some times we forget about this CPM diagram and start doing whatever we like in a completely unplanned way. Projects are delayed, we are blamed, estimates increase, expenses increase, and next time we give larger estimates. That means when the same project I am going to do again, instead of 115 days, I will give 200 days. I will build enough safety. Again, the cost of the project will go up. This is what is happening as a vicious circle, vicious cycle. These things lead to problems and sometimes there is a chaos. This is a vicious cycle, negative loop. The process of estimation, last moment changes, initiation of more projects, more problems, too many projects, too much extra work, too much rework is happening, creating a vicious cycle in the entire project management world. Not here, everywhere this is happening. We make beautiful plans, we put enough safety, still it doesn't work. It fails. Project cost increases. We are blamed, and this is going on and on and on. Every project has at least three promises. Scope. What is the scope of the project? For example, from Nasik up to Malegaon, there is going to be a flyover, a complete big flyover, biggest flyover in Maharashtra. So that is the scope of the project. Budget 200 crores. Schedule, the project has to be completed by 2015, May, month of May 2015. So these three things are there and they are forming a triangle, scope, budget, schedule. Golden triangle I call it as. Project managers struggle, struggle and struggle to manage all the three. There is a shortfall of money, so the scope will reduce, schedule will go out of hand, and to manage all the three, that means to complete the scope of the project within the budget and within the available time, the project managers really struggle. This is the prevailing situation. It is common to see that if project managers try to stick to schedule, they often go either over budget, because contractor will say that okay, more money is required, so they will go either over budget or deliver less scope, because they are not able to complete all the tasks. So they say okay, I cannot make the flyover up to Malegaon, I will make it only up to end of Nasik, reduce the scope, because if they want to follow the schedule, they will fall short of time, they will fall short of money. So this is a vicious cycle. The problem is they are not able to manage all the three together, scope, budget, schedule, all the three they are not able to manage. In fact, it is not three, it is much more than that, it is six. It is not a triangle, it is a hexagon. This is hexagon. Golden hexagon. What is that? Along with scope, budget and schedule, the project managers also have to see the risk in the project. They have to do the risk management. Then they have to see customer satisfaction. Because however good job you do, customer is never happy. So they have to struggle in that. Customer satisfaction. And last but not least, quality of the project. Because there is some quality problem, everybody will start shouting. For example, they make a flyover and somewhere there is a crack, everybody will say that there is some problem there is some corruption there is some bad workmanship and all that. So it is not triangle, it is hexagon. Project managers have to do a balancing act to manage all these variables. Balancing act, tightrope walking. So they face several problems. This is the prevailing situation. They make a beautiful CPM diagram. Project starts and project managers are running, struggling to manage these six variables. The projects face the following problems. Original due dates are not met. Invariably everywhere is happening in spite of the safety built in. Original due dates are never met. You must be hearing or you must be reading the newspapers. Lot of such examples are there. Original due dates are not met. Then too many changes. Political pressures are there. Pressures from public are there. Lot of changes you have to do in the original plan. Too many changes disturbing the whole technical scenario. Too often resources are not available. Whatever resources you need, people are not available, equipment is not available, facilities are not available, material is not available. Resources are not available when needed. I have said that I have to start the project on 25th day, but on the 25th day, I don't have people there. People are on leave. On 25th day, I cannot start my activity number 2 because some other resources is not available. And so it gets delayed. And gets delayed by how many? 10 days, 15 days, and the whole project is out of scope, out of shape. Necessary things are not available on time. There are fights about priorities between projects. They say, okay, you are completing this project first, don't do it, complete another project first, give priority to that, the whole manpower is shifted there. Priorities are changing, switching the priorities. Budget overruns, which is normal case in case of many projects. So no money, no sanction. There is too much rework, quality problems, rework, excess work, unplanned extra work. And what is the effect of this problem? Ramifications means what is the effect? Very difficult to meet the original completion date many times. There are budget overruns, compromises on scope are done many times. Cycle time keeps on increasing over time, cycle time is too long, many times we struggle to manage the budget, there are too many changes in many projects, there is too much rework in many projects. Variability makes it difficult to manage rigid schedules, we don't know how to say no. New projects come, we don't know how to say no to them. So many projects are together running, too much extra work. Request for task switching, scope changes, non-project responsibilities. Boss is telling something which is not at all connected with the project. Resources are not available too often. And all this project problems will delay the project. This is the prevailing situation. Project managers try improvements, no doubt. They go for ISO 9001. They go for Six Sigma, they train the people in technology, they train the people in project management, behavioral management, soft skills, they train the people, adopt new technology, bring new machines, new methods, adopt better estimation techniques so that they don't fail in that. They do it. Not that they are not doing anything, they are doing it. In spite of all this, what we see is huge spending, out of control spending. People are pampered yet frustrated. People are not motivated, they are frustrated, they are tired, they are nervous, they are unhappy. Insignificant improvements. Improvements are not yielding any definite result. Problems, uncertainties, blame fixing, all that is there. So many improvements are there, years after years, no improvement really seen as a result. Blame fixing, problem and uncertainties are still there. Time estimates in projects, estimate is a range of possibilities in a project. It is subject to uncertainty and variability. Estimate is a estimate. What to do? It is only a estimate. Like that people will say. Sir, after all, it is a estimate. Like that they will say. How safety in estimates get wasted? Okay, here I had put some safety in those estimates, but it gets wasted because of multitasking. One man at a time doing many tasks and wasting his time, because while he does many tasks at a time, his attention gets divided. He is not able to focus, because the basic mantra in TOC is focusing. And when multitasking is there, the man is just not able to focus on his project one task at a time. He does many tasks at a time, working on more than one task during a period of time. And then Murphy's law, all this we are going to explain. Murphy's law is something goes wrong and we don't know why it has gone wrong. If anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. Murphy's law. Something comes and we don't know why that has come, and the project stops. Murphy's law. If anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. We sometimes say jokingly that it is Murphy's law. We assume that it will go wrong sometimes. Then student's syndrome. What is student's syndrome? If the examination is there, after 5 days, student will waste first day. He will say, okay, I will start the studies tomorrow. Then he will waste his second day also. He will say, okay, I just need only 2 days for studies. Then he will go to the movie on the third day, and then he will start his studies on the fourth day. Exam is there on fifth day. If there is 15 days time to the exam, he will waste 13 days and start working on 14th day. He will say, why to start today? I will start tomorrow. He will never say that I have got 15 days, I will utilize all the 15 days. So start work on the day number 1 and complete the study on day number 14. He will not do it, and this is called as student syndrome. It refers to phenomenon that many people will start to fully apply themselves to a task just at the last possible moment before the expected completion time. Then Parkinson's law. Work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. Work is so much. Available time is 1 day, the work will get finished in 1 day. Available time is 2 days, the work will need 2 days. Same work. If we have 1 day, we will finish the work in 1 day. It is possible. If we have 2 days, the work will need 2 days. If we have 15 days, the same work will need 15 days. The work will need that much time, and that is called Parkinson's law. Work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. It has never happened that the actually needed time is 2 days and available time is 15 days. So I am 13 days ahead of my schedule. Parkinson's law says that work will expand. Then dependencies. The project activities have dependencies on various other activities on both sides. I will explain to you one by one. Multitasking. working on more than one task during a period of time. People generally believe that multitasking is good. In Sanskrit, they say ashtavadhani. This man is able to do 8 jobs at a time. Considered as good quality. But in TOC, we say multitasking is bad. It has many pitfalls. People generally believe that multitasking is good and it helps them to show some progress on many tasks. They feel that I am ashtavadhani and I am able to get more work. I can do many projects at a time. But one thing TOC says, multitasking is bad, multitasking has many pitfalls. Loss of time during multitasking is breaking concentration on the task one is working on. Again and again, undivided attention we are not able to give, our attention is divided. Picking up another task, organizing materials related to the task, we are wasting our time. Remembering where you were last time, when we worked on that project last time, we don't remember it, so we have to waste time in finding out. Establishing concentration on that task, overcoming emotional inertia, because when we stop the one task and start another, there is inertia, so there is delay, there is waste of time. Recreating the train of thought that you got into the current point on the task, because we break the link. Work on that task for some time and then it's time to switch again. Divided attention. What is the result? What is the consequence? Each project will take longer because waste of time. The lot of time could get wasted in switching between the tasks. Due to frequent interruptions, quality of the work will be low, surely, because you break the link. Your concentration is broken. In terms of TOC, multitasking is an opportunity to wasting behavior. Opportunity wasting behavior. TOC says multitasking is opportunity wasting behavior and so it is bad. Please don't do 100 things at a time. Do one thing at a time, please. Because multitasking doesn't give you anything. It only increases the project duration. Your concentration gets broken, your quality is bad. Then Murphy's law. What is Murphy's law? If anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. We should assume that Murphy's law is there. We cannot claim that in my case, since I am the special work of the God, there will not be any Murphy's law. We are normal human beings. Murphy's law can come in our case. Some popular mutations of the Murphy's law, left to themselves, things tend to go from bad to worse. Things get worse under pressure. The other line always moves faster. Smile, tomorrow will be worse. Nothing is easy as it looks. Everything gets longer than you think. The file you are looking for is always at the bottom of the longest pile. I need a file, I never find it. Because it is stuck at the bottom of a very big pile. Murphy's law. Whenever I go to a movie to buy a ticket, there is a long queue. At the moment the queue ends, the timing is over and the window will close. Murphy's law. Murphy's law will be there. Student syndrome. So we should be ready for that Murphy's law. And we should act accordingly. And TOC will tell you how to overcome all these things. Student syndrome refers to phenomenon that many people will start to fully apply themselves to a task just at the last possible moment. Before the expected completion time, the syndrome is a form of procrastination. Do today's work tomorrow, tomorrow is work day after tomorrow. Students at the end of the project, close to the same situation they started with, wishing they had more time as the new delayed date of completion approaches. Yesterday I was discussing the same thing with a student. He said, yes, this is there in our case, that when we waste time, we had 14 days, we don't work up to 13 days, 14th day we start working, and then we wish that, oh, there should have been some more days. Parkinson's law, work expands so as to fill the time available. The work content of the work remains same. So many hours remain same. But if we have one day, we complete the job in one day. If you have 2 days, work will need 2 days. If you have 15 days, the same work will need 15 days. That is Parkinson's law. Parkinson's law doesn't just apply to productivity, but also applies to another aspect of life. Some generalization of the law are, data expands to fill the space available for storage. Storage requirements will increase to meet storage capacity. Expenditures rise to meet income. Earlier, I was having 1000 rupees salary, I was able to manage. Today, I have 1 lakh rupees salary, still I am able to just manage. Because incomes have increased, expenditures also have increased. Parkinson's law. Earlier, I was able to save zero, now also I am able to save zero. Smaller the function, greater the management. Parkinson's law. It has never happened that the function is small, so the less management is required. Smaller the function, greater the management. Methods to defy the Parkinson's law, run against the clock. Make to-do list. Gentlemen, you all should have a to-do list and run against time. Don't look at the due date. Prioritize on the basis of seriousness, urgency, and growth. Prioritize the problem. More serious the problem, give number one priority. More urgent the problem, give number one priority. If the problem is increasing from day one to day two, day two to day three, day three to day four, please give it more priority. Prioritize your problems. Run against the clock, pick to-do list, prioritize, estimate the time needed, crush, paste that eat into your productivity, plan the task, shorten the time required for the tasks. These are the methods to defy the Parkinson's law.